This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Here we are in my last part of this series of encouraging growth, looking at growth through the mindset or the metaphor of farming and peaches and roses and different things. Today, we're going to be talking about effective irrigation or watering. We have looked at pruning, thinning the fruit, staking and tying, and applied that to our lives. There are certain things that we need to do to ensure that we can carry our own load effectively, and there are certain things that we need to share with others. Where I live, we don't get a lot of rain, less than 10 inches a year. That means that we could qualify as a desert if we didn't do other things. And what is that other thing that we do? We irrigate, or we water. Irrigation is an intentional, direct, and planned application of a specific amount of water in specific places and specific times to maximize growth and harvest. Now, that's probably way more than you ever wanted to know about irrigation, but it's really important to everybody around here. This has been going on all over the world for millennia, this movement and application of water. Many parts of the world don't irrigate. They rely on rain. Well, out here in the western United States, we rely on rain and snow. But out here, we warehouse this water behind dams and we release it throughout the growing season of our crops. Throughout the city where I live, there are also ponding basins where water is collected from the rain in the streets. This water percolates or soaks into the ground where it recharges our water tables, that is where the water is in the earth underneath us. A lot of effort goes on out here to save our water and move it to where it can be used well. There are signs around here reminding us food grows where water flows, and that's very important. Pretty good idea. But water only goes where it's needed and when it's needed. My uncle's farm would only get ditch water at certain times to water his peaches. Ditch water comes from the mountain reservoirs 50 miles away. The ditch master would drive around and open the appropriate gates on the ditches to give my uncle water for just a few hours. Sometimes that was late at night, and he would be out all night making sure that the water got where it needed to go and that he got his allotment of water to make his peaches grow. Once again, careful management and careful application. Water is the basic component, if you will, of the food that we eat. Growth happens around water. In our almost desert, water equals life, and no water equals drought or death. Too much water can kill, too. We're only talking about the right amount at the right time in the right way. Balance, seasonal. In everything, there is a season, a time to water and a time to withhold water. As you review your growth, you have possibly had to prune back one or more excessive growth areas in your life. Maybe you've had to thin out some fruit as well, and then you may have had to tie and stake things, and then you've had to water. Our scripture talks about vines and branches, grapes, wine, more than it talks about peaches and roses. Back then, farmers and ag scientists hadn't learned as much about hybrids and grafts, which have brought about the ultimate agricultural revolution that we have today. However, the words from scripture are still our guide. Listen to this. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. It's all about that, isn't it? It's about fruit. It's about growth. It's about management. It's about where we put ourselves, where we plant. There's another metaphor in Scripture that talks about the sower sowing seeds. And where he sowed the seeds had a great deal to do with what happened to those seeds. Putting in the wrong place, at the wrong time, in the wrong way, did not produce a harvest. It just added to weeds. And that's kind of a strong metaphor for our life. What are we putting our time into? If I'm putting all my time into weeds, trying to grow peaches, that doesn't make sense. But if I'm putting my time into peach trees, trying to grow peaches, I will see those results. Sometimes we get out of balance because we're not even putting in the right time in the right things. As you think through your projects, your goals, the strategies that you're doing to try and achieve results, are you doing it in the right way at the right time? Are you nourishing it with water, fertilizer? Are you thinning the fruit so that you can focus more on what needs to happen and needs to be worked out? Remember, I said that the peach tree, once we thin those little peaches to get room for the real peaches to grow, you can't go back and put those peaches that you've knocked off on the peach tree. And that's one of the blessings that we have. You can always go back and restart or retry and regrow your issues. It's never the end. It's never too late. That's one of the joys about being who we are. Followers in this journey, we can work together. And with the right mix of all of this, we can be productive and fruitful. Those are some really important thoughts that I want to leave with you. It's never too late, and it requires a lot of diligence, but the results are phenomenal. It's like raising kids. Sometimes it seems like all that you're doing has no impact, and then they'll come back and say, "Thanks. You made a difference in my life, and that's worth it." How much greater our Father must think about that when we give Him the credit. So as you're going through your garden and watching it grow throughout the season, enjoy the fruits of your labor. Regale in the wonderful flavors and aromas and tastes, and have a lot of fun doing it. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.